Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the show today, and feel free to chime in at any point there, gentlemen, if you feel the need. We have a lot of ground to cover today. Guests on the program include Senator John Hovind. We're going to talk with the president and CEO of Sanford Bismarck on the endemic transition of COVID-19. What else we got? Oh, crypto in North Dakota today. That's right. We're going to talk with the folks in the Department of Commerce who are headed to a Bitcoin 2022 conference in Miami with a very important message. North Dakota is a place where you can mine the cleanest crypto on the planet. That should go over well in Miami, don't you think?
Is there a mining site like out by Williston where they dig up the crypto? And
there is one that's been announced there.
Oh.
Yep. And this is a thing in North Dakota, so we'll get an update on all that. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
I don't understand any of it.
Jim, the flagpole guy, will be here as well. Let's just go through the news a little bit today, should we? Disney is not a place for families.
No. No.
Disney is not a place for your dollars and cents.
No.
What are we talking about? We'll tell you. COVID is no longer a thing at the border. That'll end today, Kev.
Mm-hmm.
So to the extent that there were restrictions at the border, and I'm not sure there were, judging by the numbers that had poured across the border in the Biden administration, something we ought to
millions
chronicle every single day for you on this program, but now they are even lifting those instructions, those restrictions.
But you got to wear that mask on a plane.
Right.
Make sure.
So for illegal immigration, they no longer are concerned about COVID. For citizens of the United States, they are.
Yeah. Yep.
And I have some data that goes back really to March 2020 when U.S. schools were closed because somebody said kids are super spreaders, something that, by the way, has now been debunked. But the cost of that in the mental health of adolescents, their behaviors, their experiences are in a new CDC study. They love sliding this stuff out and hoping nobody sees it, because it's the damage they inflicted. So those are a couple things on my mind. Whatever's on yours, certainly welcome today on the program at 800-228-0550. Give us a call, 701-258-0550. Text us at 701-237-1590. Brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Pandemic, endemic, they come and go. Bad stuff in the air doesn't. Remember how long we've been talking about sick building syndrome? Great folks like H.A. Thompson & Sons were the cure. Air exchange, air cleaners, and the filtering systems that are available go anywhere from, to use a car analogy, a Yugo on up to a Maybach. There's anything available. Homes, businesses. There are many long-term care facilities and schools already, because of different programs that have happened. And they're the pros at H.A. Thompson & Sons. So if you want to just have peace of mind forever, hatandsons.com. Okay, thanks to, what's the guy's name, Chris? The journalist, Chris Ruffo? Is that his name? Yeah. So he's this journalist that gets in a meeting at Disney. And what do we know now about how they run things at Disney? Listen to this Am I setting that up correctly, Kev?
Yeah, this is the gal in, who's a producer, director, animation.
For Disney. Okay.
Talking about her, what she's been...
her accomplishments, huh?
What she's been able to do.
Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. I don't have to be afraid to, like... Let's have these two characters kiss. Let's, in the background, like, I was just, wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like, the, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But, like, I just was like, no one would stop me, and no one was trying to stop me.
Let's be clear, too.
A gay agenda.
This isn't just Disney.
In a company that makes movies for kids.
Look at the commercial content that's running everywhere now. Like the drug ads you see. There's always a gay couple. There's always mixed race. It seems like it's overtly being done. And now you can't say ladies and gentlemen or boys and girls at Disneyland or Disney World anymore.
That's last summer we removed all of the gendered greetings in relationship to our life skills. So we no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We've provided training for all of our cast members in relationship to that. So now they know it's hello everyone or hello friends.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Stunning.
Pictures. Now, here's the guy, Chris, that did the recording.
So this was an all-hands meeting in response to Governor DeSantis' legislation where Disney had assembled their LGBTQIA activists that they've set up within the company. And they said that they're deliberately trying to take programming that goes from even ages 2 to 7 years old and inject queerness into that programming. They're trying to really make all of their programs this left-wing gender ideology compatible, and they're even doing something I think that is at the height of hypocrisy. At the same time, they're falsely accusing Governor DeSantis of implementing a don't say gay policy, which is not true at all. They were systematically and simultaneously telling all of their park employees to eliminate the words ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls. They're projecting onto the governor what they themselves are doing. We've caught them on tape, and the evidence is damning.
He was on with Tucker Carlson last night. Yeah. There you go. But it's everywhere, man. It's everywhere.
It's so insane to me. It makes no sense. But I think, what do you do in the face of something like that? Do you just say, okay, clearly, since Disney has a not-so-secret gay agenda, as this woman called it, and their plan is to insert queerness, inject queerness, you just say, no. I'm not going to stream Disney. I'm not going to go to a Disney movie. I'm not going to go to Disney park.
Yep. No more Disney lunchboxes.
Disney's not for families anymore. Why are they doing this?
Well, they're clearly for gay families. Or, I mean, you know, but the thing is, this country does not have a problem if you're gay or if you're LGBTQ.
No kidding.
We don't care.
Some do around the world, by the way.
But stop ramming it down our throats. Stop. Just every turn, you know, that, and no one's cared for a long time. Honestly, RuPaul has a hit TV show. We don't care.
Yeah. I mean, love the show.
That isn't the show. My problem is that isn't the, clearly, that's not enough. It's not enough that you say to each his own and you do what you do it's not enough when you say, she's basically saying, you know, I have a secret agenda, a gay agenda, but it's not so secret anymore. Disney, because they love this stuff. I don't even have to hide this stuff.
Yeah.
They throw their arms open. And it's everywhere. News story today about when you apply for a passport for the first time ever, you ready to celebrate this milestone? Todd, you can put X down as a gender on your passport application. You go ahead and slap down X now. Slap down X. It's okay, Todd. Kev?
Mm-hmm.
No need to
toss
and turn over male, female. You can go with
I'm so old, I remember when people just did their birth gender as their gender. Remember that?
What do you do?
I'm identifying as Jeff Bezos. Want to invite you all on the yacht this weekend if you guys aren't busy.
Well, how about
that out.
The fact that this is what you heard there in this meeting was this emergency gathering at Disney because of what Governor DeSantis has signed into law. Mind you, a majority of legislators debated and passed this law. Governor DeSantis signed this law. What did the law say? The law simply said that if your child is in kindergarten through third grade, that no instructor, no classroom can delve into the topic of gayness, as they call it.
As you should not
right.
do.
So
it's a parent issue with their children.
Exactly.
Period.
The only thing that's changed is that they are saying you can't indoctrinate kindergarten through third graders.
Right.
Start at fourth grade.
Shocking.
You're okay there. Go for the fourth graders, they're fair game.
Oh, and then the third graders will start, you know, socializing with the fourth graders. All right, what did they say? What did they say? What did they say?
Oh, I mean, right.
They hear it?
I don't care what grade, all the way through any grade. It's not your business to teach that.
Exactly.
That's not why you are there.
Somebody said, then it's no longer Lady Gaga. She's bluffing with her muffin. Well, you know, where do you draw the line there? Boycott Disney is one solution, says another.
I gotta make t-shirts with that.
Oh my gosh, this is sad. So I don't know what else to do but laugh, but it's pretty sad. Let us know what you think. What's on your mind? Continues after this busy day today, so get those comments in early. Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton. You're so excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending going crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Where it began. Hey, the new Village Co-op is among your choices for living in Fargo. Home ownership, actually. Active adults over 62 years of age. These are beautiful homes with spacious kitchens, private balconies, lots of amenities. Maintenance-free living all on one level. So just imagine, no shoveling. Yeah, we had more of that this week. Never have to replace another roof, window, or appliance, yet you still enjoy the benefits of home ownership. You own the home, but the headaches are for someone else. You may want to sit down in one of their monthly seminars to learn all about this. Call Carrie today at Village Cooperative in Fargo, 701-997-2900, 701-997-2900, online at villagecooperative.com. You know, a bizarro world is a thing because far too many people have not wanted to offend someone. I honestly believe that. I think we've gotten to the point where, you know, you don't dare, you don't dare say what you believe out loud for fear of being shouted down by the culture bullies. And then we end up in this place. And by the way, I don't know about you, my eyes are laser focused on November and a swing back and a push back against a radical agenda like there's no tomorrow. But guess what? With or without Team Biden, there's still this insanity at Disney. That's going to stop that.
Netflix, get on the list.
One guy in Florida has some cojones and says, no, wait a minute, and literally carves out, you can't indoctrinate kindergarten through third graders. By the way, you can have classroom chit-chat about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not restricting that. It's just no actual teaching of these things in kindergarten, first, second, or third grade. That power belongs to the parents. And this is the kind of reaction you get from it. This is from us being silent far too long.
I don't think schools in fourth grade, in my mind.
But. Well, and to think that, and I know there's a lot of kids that struggle when they get into the high school years with this. They come out in high school, they'll come out right after. They'll, you know, deal with the, but it does, you know, bullies come in all shapes and sizes and bully people for all sorts of reasons. But in this day and age, now, in 2022, if someone is leaning that way and they're in high school, they're 16, 17, 18 years old, at the point where they're getting close to adulthood, we've been dealing with that for decades. Kids have been coming out in high school for decades. We know that. That's all fine. Nobody has a problem with any of that. But this overt push.
The agenda.
Somehow.
It is an agenda.
It truly is.
Yeah, it is.
You can see it. It's very evident.
Justin Davis is with us in studio here today. A faithful listener of the program who said, hey, can I hang out? We met you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, when we did our customer appreciation day. Justin, nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you.
You got anything to say about this?
Well, it goes a little bit further too. So you guys talked about the removal of the, you know, the boys and girls getting chopped and ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
There's an article right now up on Fox talking about prince and princesses are next.
Oh, of course
they are.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Kings and queens.
Yeah. Does this surprise anyone? No.
This is
the problem. See, this can't. There's no natural jumping off spot. Okay, we took care of that. We're done now. That's gone. It just is. A snowball that continues to work literally on passports, the federal government saying, if you'd like to, Justin, just check X.
That's right. Yeah, and then the thing you guys didn't mention either is that the polling for this in Florida, right? So this is from 538, right? So not exactly a bastion of conservative.
Right,
right.
It's the lead that ABC has on every weekend on the This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah, but even his polling is majority of Democrats and Republicans in Florida support this bill.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
It's Hollywood. It's the rest of the freaks.
See, that's why they're trying to make this bill something it isn't. They're very good at that.
Oh, you bet.
Don't say gay. They decide what the name of the bill is. There's nothing.
It doesn't say that anywhere.
It doesn't say it.
No. Nope. Did you see the, just a side note on the freak show that was Sunday night at the Oscars? It was whoever, the whole Wanda Sykes and a couple other the gals. And they said, and if you're watching in Florida, gay. And they had made it a point to just say it a lot. You know?
I thought, good for you.
Are you kidding me? Okay.
See, I wonder when this
doesn't say that anywhere in the bill.
Do you think this becomes a business opportunity at some point?
Great question.
You know, in other words, okay, Hollywood, bye-bye. Right? Let's find a place that can produce content from a family value standpoint.
I have a great business idea, you guys.
Right? Or
I have a great business.
Here we go.
There should be a consequence.
We need to start making new signs for bathrooms. Seriously. Depending on the state, we could come up with all kinds of characters, unicorns, all sorts of things. New bathroom size.
I've long said
we'd make a million.
You're going the wrong way on the business opportunity there.
Box stores are saying, well, we, you know, what about the gender bathrooms, blah, blah, blah. Just have individual bathrooms. Then whatever happens to walk in the door is what walks in the door. and you don't have to worry about it, rather than group bathrooms where it's like, hey, wait a minute, you're in my bathroom, and blah, blah, blah.
All right, fine.
Just make it individual. Whoever walks in gets to use the bathroom.
Kind of succumbing to the agenda, though, right. In my opinion.
What's that going
to
cost?
Texter says
there's no way you can say that you're handling it wrong, then, because each person gets a private bathroom, and you don't get to complain that somebody's in there you don't want.
Where does this end?
It neutralizes that whole conversation.
How does this movie end?
It doesn't. There's always some other sequel that's got nothing to do with anything.
Listener says, 2 weeks ago I sold my BP stock because I don't agree with management decisions and replaced it with ConocoPhillips. There are several reasons for choosing ConocoPhillips, and one is their usage of flared gas in the Bakken to mine bitcoins. We'll talk about that a little later in the program, but there's somebody saying, you know, I don't agree with this, so I'm divesting of that.
There you go.
Good. Joe in Watford City, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes. I want to know when we're going to stop calling it a gay thing and just call it what it is. Adult sexualizing children, which is pedophilia. Stop calling it LGBTQ plus and just put the P where the plus is, because that's what these people are doing. If anybody would pay attention and actually look at how many children were abducted last year in the United States, and how these people are going through and literally giving these children books on adults and children. And it's just absolutely disgusting, and nobody even pays attention to it. They think it's a gay thing. It's not a gay thing.
Thanks, Joe. Texter says the reason we don't teach complex math at a young age is because the kids aren't ready for it. Same goes with sexual identity.
No question.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
There you go.
No question.
Not if you're planning to indoctrinate, though. Not if you're planning to push that agenda and, what is it again? Inject queerness? The Disney plan?
You can see there's agendas here and there, but when an exec at that level at Disney is talking about this, that's a wow.
Disney now going after Governor DeSantis, says this listener. New bill protecting parental rights. So here come the California elites again trying to run another state.
Yep.
We've already got enough California elites, and you know who I'm talking about in Congress and the Senate destroying our country. Read the original prospectus when Walt Disney went to the banks in his vision for New Disney City. He would roll over in his grave about this. Any parent that has a subscription to Disney Channel, Disney, or anything Disney, should cancel immediately. Couldn't be any prouder of Mr. DeSantis and what he is trying to do there. Texter says, if people do not realize we are at war, we have no hope. This is all by design, and we're in a Democratic coup, including rhinos. UN Agenda 2030 and the Great Reset. The media has brainwashed the masses. Texter says, after the firing of Gina Carano, I canceled my Disney Plus account. Also a large fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which Disney owns. But after this latest neo-Marxist insanity, I'm never attending another film or buying another Blu-ray again. As Bongino says, we must inflict real material losses.
There you go.
Fascinating conversation.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Where everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to launch bombs into Ukraine, Ukrainian President Zelensky addressed Australian Parliament this morning.
The Russian aggression is destroying the lives of people, has become a real threat to your country and to your people as well, because this is the nature of the evil. It can instantly across any distance.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to end the use of Title 42, a pandemic-era public health safety policy that both the Trump administration and Biden administration used to rapidly expel migrants at the border. By late May, the Biden administration will allow it to end. GOP lawmakers say it will open the floodgates of illegal immigration into this country. A line of severe storms ripped across the deep south overnight. Folks in Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas, keep an eye to the sky. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I love the color clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, the home of home cooking. And that's part one is great, a little home cooking, which you don't find ever on the road. It's also grab-and-go convenience. So if you're in a hurry, you still get home cooking, but you get a great meal. Wild rice casserole, the choice today at Harwood, 929, or you can go down bit south, 12th and I-29 exit, lasagna, country fried steak on West Main Avenue. Choice of a French dip sandwich. Oh, the crock pots out in Valley City. Pulled pork as well. Salisbury steak, both NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, and Glendon. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Just tell them Scott sent you, and trust me, you're going to have a great lunch. Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up here in a bit. Also, Senator John Hoeven will join us. And the Sanford Bismarck President and CEO, Dr. Todd Schaefer, talk about the endemic phase of COVID-19. We like that transition, for sure. Right now, we're going to talk a little about North Dakota and crypto. Bitcoin 2022 is coming up in Miami. North Dakota will be well represented by Josh Teagan, the Director of Economic Development for North Dakota, and also Shade Nackerson, who is the North Dakota Department of Commerce, Head of Investments and Innovation. Josh, are you there? How about Shade?
I am. Good to be here.
Great. So we got Shade, but not Josh yet.
No, we might add Josh. I was still muted for some reason.
Oh, we got them both here. All right, good guys. All right, sounds good. We got them both. Josh, Miami and Bitcoin 2022, what's the message going to be from North Dakota?
You know, we're going down to Miami next week, and the message is going to be North Dakota is the best place on earth to mine and develop these crypto assets because we can offer the cleanest crypto on the planet. This industry's drawn a lot of criticism from the environmentalists, but given the technology and geology here in North Dakota, we can produce the cleanest barrel of oil as well as the cleanest Bitcoin on the planet. So that's going to be our message down there at the biggest conference on planet Earth for cryptocurrency.
So, Shade, just tell us a little bit about what happens when you're talking about mining crypto and what kind of a business, what is it? I mean, what is it? How much could, be invested here and generated every year from it? Just walk me through the basics of crypto mining.
Absolutely, Scott. Yeah, so over the last 12 months,
in North Dakota, over $6 billion worth of capital expenditures have been announced publicly in the state of North Dakota. We think there's an opportunity in this state, given the abundance of natural resources we have, and ability to create electricity, that we can double that amount. We want to see in excess of $12 to $18 billion of capital expenditure in the state of North Dakota for cryptocurrency mining. And what that means is Bitcoin mining operations coming to our state, developing effectively warehouse facilities, and spending significant amount of money on computer processors, which, as Josh alluded to, they require a vast amount of energy. And the unique position that North Dakota is in, with the excess natural gas we have that has historically been flared, we have ability to recruit mining operations that can eliminate greenhouse gas emissions by tapping into the natural gas that has historically been flared and convert that through a generator on site to then mine cryptocurrency.
So the mining is a computer process, basically.
Exactly. It's a computer process which effectively functions as a network. And blockchain is a little bit elusive for many to understand, but how I explain blockchain is it's effectively a system of recording information in a way that makes it difficult to or even impossible to change, hack, or cheat the system, right? So a blockchain is essentially a digital ledger of transactions that is duplicated and distributed across an entire network of computer systems on the blockchain. And so there's many applications. It can be cryptocurrency. There can be applications in many other sectors, including financial services. One sector I'm uniquely interested in is what we can do to leverage blockchain for voting. If this is a system that's more transparent, that's very difficult to hack or duplicate, how can we leverage that technology then to create a better voting system?
Lord knows we need one. So, there's another good application. I love it. And, Josh, explain the clean part of this again. So when you say North Dakota can mine crypto the cleanest, and you're using, obviously, flared gas, and we don't want to flare gas. We want to use it, so this would be another use for it. But explain, number one, the importance of that from an environmental standpoint in this space, and second of all, how you can make that claim in North Dakota.
Yeah, so the electricity electrons can come from a lot of different sources. It can come from coal-fired power plants. It can come from natural gas. It can come from wind. But when you're building these crypto mining operations, your biggest determination of profitability are your input costs, and your number one input cost is the cost of electricity. So everyone knows that renewable energy sources are significantly more expensive than, say, a coal electron. Well, the beautiful thing about North Dakota is you don't necessarily need to choose. You can have environmentally friendly coal electrons through the carbon capture and sequestration technology that exists within the state. So what we can now do is we can provide an electron that is maybe equally or more clean than another in a different part of the state at a potentially lower cost, given the carbon capture and sequestration technology and geology that resides within the state. So that's why we think we have a tremendous opportunity to recruit tons of investment to the state. It builds some resiliency in our energy grid system because we have these big dedicated users. A lot of them want to use, you know, flare gas or off-peak power. So it's good for the energy industry. They come in, they pay taxes, and it's good for the environment as well because we can do a carbon negative barrel of oil because of their carbon capture and sequestration. We're hoping that one day we can get to a carbon negative Bitcoin as well, and that can all happen here in North Dakota. It'd be very difficult for that to happen in other parts of the world.
You mentioned $6 billion a year is where we're at now. The opportunity is $17 billion. How big is this space, Josh? What share is North Dakota looking to get of the overall space worldwide?
Yeah, so the capital expenditure for mining, it varies because – the technology is advancing so quickly. You know, 80 to 90% of your cost is in the actual computers and servers that run the algorithm to mine the Bitcoin. So the cost of the building envelope that they reside in is relatively minor. So when we talk about, you know, $6 billion that's been invested in the state, it's likely that every 12 to 18 months, you know, 80 to 90% of that number is spent again to refresh all of that computer infrastructure because of the speed of technology. So when we talk about maybe being able to recruit, you know, $15 to $20 billion worth of investment to the state, that's not one-time investment. That's repeat investment, you know, every 12 to 18 months for the foreseeable future. And in terms of the total, you know, market size of investment for mining, it's in the hundreds of billions of dollars globally. But I believe that North Dakota can emerge and really take a pretty significant chunk of that, especially starting next week when we're down there telling the story to all the global leaders.
Yeah, that's where you want to be, in front of the folks that are making the decision. Shaden, the project in Williston by the Montana family was high profile as one on the drawing board. What others are out there or operating now? What kind of activities are in this space now already or announced in North Dakota?
Yes, we have one that recently located just outside of Valley City, and we have a couple others that were announced throughout the state, but those ones will be made more public, and those locations of those facilities will be made more public over the next kind of 6 to 12 months. But a lot of the opportunity exists in the western part of the state. As we go down to Miami next week, there's a specific site that we've been talking with local developers about that we're really interested in pitching to various miners, and that's in Nacoma. It was an old data mining site that was activated, I believe, in the 70s and 80s, and that's one that we think is uniquely positioned both from an infrastructure standpoint, as well as it's just gone underutilized and been vacant for a number of years, and we think there's tremendous opportunity to get a cryptocurrency mining operation in that facility and activate a facility that has been underutilized for many years.
And as you're in Florida making the case here at this Bitcoin 2022 conference, Josh, what are the, besides obviously the clean aspect that you've talked about that allows you know, flared gas to be used, what do you lead with about North Dakota? How does North Dakota compare to other states as far as the business environment for these crypto miners? What's the case you make?
Yeah, so I think there's a pretty profound opportunity to recruit mining operations, but it doesn't really stop there. You know, North Dakota, I think, has an underappreciated enterprise software employee base. Obviously, kind of the cornerstone of that is Microsoft, but also the financial services sector as well. We've seen, you know, big investments from companies like WEX, acquiring, you know, spending a couple billion dollars to acquire companies here in the state and build out that financial services sector. The other really unique thing is we're the only state in the entire country that has our own bank, with the Bank of North Dakota. So there's a lot of components here where we can attract both mining operations, we can bring some technology providers that can plug into the enterprise technology, you know, employee pool that we have with, you know, the Microsoft campus and all that, the financial services sector. But overall, you know, North Dakota is one of the most business-friendly states, regardless of industry. And I think that comes into play here. We also have a regulatory environment that's very, you know, proactive in terms of from the governor's office, you know, always looking towards innovation of how can North Dakota lead rather than follow. And then also the tax landscape is really advantageous. So last legislative session, there was a bill that was passed that gave sales and use tax exemption for these data mining centers for a lot of the equipment purchases. So all of that packaged together, I think, creates a really robust landscape for us to bring some really cool technology.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Sanex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
It's the biggest war in Europe since World War II. And Newsmax is covering it all. The lead host at another news network says America started this war and that we shouldn't help Ukraine. He's wrong. Newsmax supports Ukraine in this dangerous moment for freedom, and we're covering it around the clock with our top correspondents in Kyiv and around the globe. Newsmax is your trusted source. It represents your American values. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. So get the latest on Putin's war and the truth about Joe Biden tonight, starting with Sean Spicer and Lindsey Keith on Spicer & Company. Millions are tuning in to watch Spicer & Company. Find Newsmax on every major cable system and streaming platform. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone right now to watch. And make sure you get breaking news from Newsmax.com. Newsmax.com. Breaking news 24/7. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should too. Start watching today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up in a minute here. I want to wrap up our conversation, a fascinating one, with Josh Teagan, Commerce Director of Economic Development in North Dakota, and Shane Nakerson, who's the Head of Investments and Innovation for the North Dakota Department of Commerce. Shane, question for you that came from our audience was, how does Bitcoin generate revenue?
Yeah, it's a great question, Scott. So the primary way that Bitcoin generates revenue, so many Bitcoin miners have quoted various prices for producing Bitcoin, and the lowest I've heard is it costs $6,000 to $7,000 to mine one Bitcoin. The highest I've heard is it costs $20,000 to mine one Bitcoin. That Bitcoin right now is trading on the free market at $46,000. That fluctuates on a day-to-day basis, a minute-to-minute basis. But at $6,000 to $7,000, there's a very large margin there. If it's trading at $46,000, it's $40,000 that they can then go sell or keep on their balance sheet with the hopes that that price rises in the future.
Interesting. Last question from a listener. If you want to take this one, Josh, I recently read an article about the noise pollution caused by these huge crypto mining operations. Is that a thing?
You know, a lot of these mining operations are located close to the power sources, so they're going to locate next to, you know, maybe a electric utility or a coal-fired power plant. You know, there's a little bit of noise that's associated with a computer running, but overall, mainly where they're located is going to be a lot noisier than these actual facilities. And I'm sure that they're working with the cities and zoning and all of that for the building envelope to mitigate that. But it's not a concern that I've heard, at least in North Dakota, at least.
Well, go get them in Miami. Look forward to hearing more about this. We're going to learn a lot from these two in the coming days, and hopefully flying the flag in North Dakota goes well at Bitcoin 2022 in Miami. A lot of dollars invested in this space. And what a place to do it. Josh Teagan, Commerce Director of Economic Development and the Commerce Head of Investments and Innovation, Shaden Akerson. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Love learning right along with you on the radio here, by golly. Jim, the Flagpole Guy, is here from usflagpoleguy.com. Jim, hello.
Hey.
How are you doing? What's on your mind today?
Well, Scott, it's ironic that you had that your two guests on there talking about the future and talking about change in America and everything. And, you know, one of the issues we have when we bring in outside, you know, investment and everything is the rules changed. I know you spoke about it when Amazon came to Fargo. And, you know, now we're going to bring in more investment and everything. And, you know, I'm not here to say it's good or bad, but we better be welcome for some change, right? You know, and we can even go back, I think 369 years ago, I found this in, you know, I printed this a while ago and it was gobbledygook to me. It came out of the Swarthout Chronicles, dated 1899. You can find it in the Library of Congress. And there was a gentleman, his name was Tomas Swarthout. And, now he was, and this is right out of the book, and I'll translate it, but I'd like everybody to please hear it. It is no less important to mention here that Tomas Swarthout was one of the 19 courageous representatives of the settlers of New Netherland, who, in convention in the City Hall in New Amsterdam, which is now New York, on December 11, 1653, dared to remonstrate against the continuance of maladministration of the affairs of the province by the arrogant dictatorate of the West India Company. So basically, the West India Company back in the 1600s were traders, and they were affiliated through the Dutch, and they were a corporation, right? And the corporation at the time was basically had most of the power and most of the say. Well, the aggressive action by Tomas Swarthout of his first land act, which is actually a political ceremony, of the opposed inhabitants, oppressed inhabitants of New Netherland, which is the colony near New York, although contemptuously ignored, they wanted to ignore them, and regarded by the despotic guild of various merchants in metering severe punishment. So the corporations are providing severe punishment on the oppressed in 1653 so that other colonies in the fullness of time on-site might be deterred. So other colonies might be deterred from deliberating on affairs of state had nevertheless, in the fullness of time, a glorious consummation in the Declaration of Independence of the 13 United Colonies. So, that sounds familiar. So, here we are today, and some of the issues that, you know, this outside, you know, political oppression, it comes by large corporations. We've talked about it, how Amazon's moving in the Fargo area. I'm deeply concerned about, you know, China coming in and building a corn plant in near Grand Forks and everything. And then they're buying up all our farmland and everything. Good, better, and different. It's here. So, nothing new under the sun.
That's the best line. We forget. None of this is new. None of this is new, and none of this is new under the sun. That's why, in my mind, ground yourself to what's happened under that flag before and fly it. Fly it and love it.
And please come celebrate tomorrow and protest or let your voice be heard on the Capitol grounds. Tomorrow there is from 12 to 2, Freedom Day Work for Us. And the people have a right to come and assemble peacefully, and it's 12 to 2 tomorrow. Please.
State Capitol, and Jim the Flagpole Guy will be there. Find out more about the U.S.-made flagpoles. USflagpoleguy.com. God bless you, Jim. Thanks. Senator Hovind, when we come back.
Colder weather's coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 now. 844-200-7727. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. We're Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.